Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me, who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testify that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Boys and girls, I am convinced that one of the smartest things you can ever say is, "I do not know." I know that may sound like an oxymoron. Do you know what an oxymoron is? It's something that sounds like a contradiction in terms, like you're saying two opposite things at the same time, like saying, "That guy is stupid smart." That would be an oxymoron. But think about it. The person who thinks that he or she knows everything is not open to learning more. He knows it all. On the other hand, the person who thinks he or she knows nothing is ready to learn everything. Two of the smartest people who ever lived were ready to say, "I do not know." Namely, Socrates and Albert Einstein. And by the way, both these guys were stupid smart. Socrates never really wrote anything with his own hand himself, but rather he's the main character in Plato's famous dialogues. And in that sense, you could say he's a lot like Jesus, who never wrote anything himself, but was the main character in the four Gospels. Socrates would engage people in conversations, and these people were ones who thought they were really smart. But through asking questions, Socrates would help them to realize that they really didn't know very much, like they thought. After one such conversation, Socrates concludes. He says, "I seem then, in just this little thing, to be wiser than this man at any rate. That what I do not know, I do not think I know." In other words, Socrates' famous dictum was, "I know that I don't know." In other words, Socrates was willing to admit his ignorance, that he did not know. And he helped other people realize they didn't know as much as they thought. The same with Albert Einstein, the brilliant 20th century physicist, who developed both the general and special theories of relativity. In 1931, the Nazis, who were taking over Germany, waged a campaign against all Jewish scientists in Germany and actually wrote a book against Einstein. Have you ever heard of this book? It was called 100 Authors Against Einstein. What was Einstein's response to this book? He simply said, "Why 100? If I were wrong, one would have been enough." What a great response. That was also a very humble reply, because he was willing to admit that if he were wrong, if someone could give reasons why, it didn't have to be 100 people to tell him, one would have been enough. He was ready to concede, "I do not know." And by the way, that's why he came very close to discovering the theory of everything, which scientists call the TOE, theory of everything, T-O-E. In the gospel today, St. John the Baptist also humbly confesses his ignorance, that he didn't know something, or rather, he didn't know someone. John beholds Jesus and exclaims, "Behold the Lamb of God." But then he surprisingly adds, "I did not know him." In fact, he says it twice, "I did not know him. But the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." That's quite a self-indictment, isn't it? Why? Well, because John's whole life was like a huge arrow pointing to Jesus. And at the very culmination of his life, at the very peak of what he had been born to do, he almost misses the mark. He says, "I didn't know him." Now, this wasn't some kind of false humility, but true questioning and doubting. But it was also a moment of genuine faith and belief in Jesus. In other words, not only does admitting your ignorance make you wiser, like Socrates and Einstein, but ignorance can also help you grow in your faith and become a true believer. That's how you become really stupid smart. Boys and girls, as you begin this new semester, don't be afraid to admit and to be able to say, "I don't know that." Ask questions in class. Don't be worried about raising your hand and saying, "What? I didn't get that. Would you help me understand?" Find your voice and hear what you sound like by asking a question. Each of you has a great voice given to you by God. Use it to ask questions. This world needs to hear your voice. Just don't use it for talking during Mass. One Trinity student just recently sent me a long list of questions about religion. She was finding her voice, and she was willing to admit that she did not know some things. But I believe that's exactly how she was becoming wiser and more faith-filled. See if you know the answers to some of these questions. I'll share with you what she asked. She asked, "Were there only three kings that came to Bethlehem? Does God have a last name? If God knows what we want, why doesn't he give it to us right away? If God sees so much suffering, why doesn't he take us now? Why did God make the angels? What does God want from us? How did Satan become so evil? How would life be if death never existed? Why does God not reveal himself?" And so on and so forth. And that was just half of the questions that she asked. I felt like one of the people in Socrates' conversation. And after he peppers them with questions, at the end of it, they say, "All I know is that I don't know." That's what I felt like saying after trying to answer all those questions. But right there, in that humble, holy moment of ignorance, lies also the beginning of wisdom and of faith. Those questions show me that that young Trinity student was becoming very wise indeed. One of the smartest things you can ever say in life is, "I do not know." Why? Because in that moment, you are beginning and ready to learn everything. You're becoming stupid smart. Praised be Jesus Christ.